Well, it's not a replacement for the web. The web continues. But when you think of the files on your computer, the documents, you know, the email messages and the letters and things are things which you can put on the web now. But then, but there are data files on there, like calendars and downloaded spreadsheets and things, which you can't really put on the web. Because if you put a calendar on the web, you have to put it up on as a document. And with a computer, you can't do all the things you need to do with data. Like with a calendar, you need to be able to look at it in a day view, month view. You need to compare it with all the other calendars and see what you're doing at the same time. So the problem is at the moment that the data that's out there isn't in a form that we can actually process it and use it. So we're not using it powerfully enough. And it's sort of important for day-to-day life, but also for scientists and people who use lots of data.